Back in January, Agriculture Department economist Matt McLaughlin was forecasting retail food price inflation this year would only run
between 1.5 and 2.5%.
But that projection of 4 months ago is, as we say, out the window. Should have opened the window first, I guess. Anyway, Matt, your latest forecast for food prices?
We're looking at price increases between 5 and 6%.
A far cry from what he was expecting earlier in the year, but it's not his fault. A lot of stuff has happened over the last few months.
We have somewhere in the double digits of gasoline and other fuel price increases. The conflict going on in Ukraine, which is contributing to higher wheat, higher flour, and higher downstream prices. We have an outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza, but that specifically affects the prices of poultry meat and eggs.
Plus, labor costs are up everywhere, so when will we get some food price inflation relief? Matt's only answer now.
Down the road.
No way to know how far down the road. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.